Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glad to welcome in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Glad to welcome in former Braves pitcher, now an analyst with Bally Sports, Peter Moylan, kind enough to give us a few minutes. Peter, I want to ask you, it feels like I'm feeling better about this team right now. Are you seeing something different today from the Braves than what we saw maybe the first couple of weeks of the season?
I am. I think we're just seeing a team that's starting to find themselves a little bit. It's hard to obviously replace a presence like Freddie Freeman in the dugout on the field, but they've done that by sharing the load a little bit, and you're seeing that this week with a number of the guys starting to find their swing a little bit. The starting rotation with Tucker Davidson coming up and having a good outing in that fifth spot. Charlie Morton's been much better the last couple of times out. Kyle Wright's continued to be unbelievable. Even Ian Anderson started to find himself too. He had a great outing against Milwaukee. So the bats are coming around as well. It's just everything's starting to slide together and not in the nick of time either, because the Mets are playing pretty good baseball. We can't deny that.
Yeah, last night was the first of 29 straight for the Braves against teams with a record below 500.
Yes.
How critical is this stretch of games now for the Braves?
You nailed it. This is our time to go. We've had a pretty tough run of pitching. It doesn't get easier against the Marlins, but we've had a pretty tough run of starting pitching that we've dealt with. And as you said, this is the time that you have to put the pedal down a little bit. I hate to keep harping on the Mets, but they are playing pretty good baseball right now, and they've got a feeling about them that as much as they've been hit by injuries, they just keep bouncing back. So it seems like a different Mets team, and for us, we need to take advantage of this time, and we also are starting to play the NL East a little bit. So we control our own destiny there. We can get a couple of wins against the Mets. We can tag a couple of games back, and by the All-Star break, we might be looking at a different NL East leader.
Peter Moylan now with Bally Sports. Before that, he was a pitcher, a relief pitcher with the Braves, and he's kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. And Peter, I hate asking the question this way, but I don't know any other way to phrase it. What's wrong with Matt Olson?
He's in a tough stretch. One thing that you got to understand about Matt is that he's a streaky hitter. So you're going to have weeks where he hits 600, and then you're going to have weeks where he struggles to make contact. But I don't think anything's wrong with him. I think he's just finding his feet as well, and he's going to be here for a long time. So I think Braves fans are going to learn to love him, especially when he gets hot again, like he was in the first 2 weeks.
We had a caller a moment ago brought up the fact they think maybe it's a little bit of a World Series hangover with this team to start the season. Do you think there's anything to that?
I think there really is something to that because I saw it with the Royals. I saw what happened when they went to back-to-back long runs. But, this team has got some new fresh blood in there. Ronald Acuna has just come back into the lineup. He was such a massive loss for us last year, and people forget that we won the World Series without him. So, and he doesn't forget that. He knows that he wasn't able to contribute on the field, and he wants to do everything he can to get us back there. As a player, there's no better feeling than pitching in a postseason game. And I never got to the World Series, but I can only imagine that sitting there watching it from the dugout for him was tough. And he wants to get back there as much as anyone. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
Who ends up being that fifth starter for the rest of the year?
You know what? I think Tucker's going to take that spot. He made the team out of spring training, was scheduled to start the very next day before he had to come in and cover some innings because Inoa went short, and then got sent out because of we needed some fresh arm in the bullpen. So I think he worked really hard in the offseason to get his off-speed pitches to where they're at. His velocity's back up to where it was. He's touching 95, 96 again. So I think with another couple of starts under his belt, he's going to gain in confidence, and especially if he keeps throwing up zeros.
Are you surprised we haven't seen Touki Toussaint yet this season?
No, I'm not. I think Touki's one of those guys that adds depth to an organization like us. I don't think we've seen the last of Touki by any means, but you know he's down there working hard. But I think Touki's role might end up being in the bullpen towards the end of the year. If I was to make a prediction, I think he could be a real weapon out of there. He's got so many different pitches that he can come with. That doesn't matter if they're left-handed or right-handed. He's got the ability to get them out. So once we get to the heart of the season, especially with we've got a couple of injuries in the bullpen now. So there's going to be guys covering innings that they're not used to. So there may be some moves made towards the end, maybe giving a guy a rest. You see the Los Angeles Dodgers will do that sometimes where they'll rest players strategically so that they're ready for the end of the season because they have a feeling they're going to be there every year.
Peter Moreland, former Braves reliever, hanging with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, I am all about Spencer Strider. I love it when that guy comes into the game.
I'm with you.
Peter, does he have the stuff to be a starting pitcher?
I think he will eventually have the stuff. I had a conversation with him when we were in Milwaukee, and I said, look, are you still trying to develop the changeup? And he said to me that right now, out of the bullpen, he's focusing on the two pitches, and you saw last night he was able to throw two different variations of that slider that he's been working on. One that he can sort of pop in there as a strike and another nasty one that looks like a fastball that 95% of the way and then just dives in the dirt that you saw him get a couple of swings and misses with last night. So I think right now out of the pen, he's going to focus on that. And he's such a weapon. I mean, he's got the most swings and misses of anybody on 100-mile-an-hour fastball above. Mm. So, I mean, that tells me that it's not just a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. There's a little bit more to it. It plays up from that. Guys are swinging and missing when it's up in the zone. So, it's an exciting time. I mean, he's a weapon out there.
You were a reliever. What are your thoughts on the opener in baseball? Would that have been something that, as a player, would that have appealed to you at all?
I think I could have got used to it. I never liked sort of getting out of my routine. I liked the fact that I could run in from the bullpen. And, you know, as a starter, you feel like you should go sit in the dugout and do all the right thing. But I think now that it's become more normal, I guess, for a reliever to start a game and only go one inning, I could probably run in from the bullpen. And if I was coming up against a lineup, like, say, the Yankees, when they had DJ LeMahieu or Aaron Judge and Stanton all lined up to go 1-2-3, if you get off to a good start and you're able to get through those guys using me and then come in with maybe a guy that's going to carry the bulk of the innings after that, then I think it's a great idea. And you see the Rays use it so well. But, you know, the Rays are just a different breed of a baseball team. They just somehow find players and do different things that teams are trying to catch up with.
Where do you think we're headed in regards to the handling of pitching staffs? But I grew up during an era where you had a five-man rotation. You know, you're going to have – at least one, maybe two guys that were going to throw 200 or so innings, or at least close to 200 innings a year. You were going to have that closer in the back end of your bullpen that was going to come in and slam the door shut. Where do you think we're headed in terms of the makeup of pitching staffs and what it looks like going forward?
That's a great question. I think the direction we were heading was a completely different one to the one that we are heading. You know, the balls got changed and it sort of rewarded big stuff and high velocity fastballs and big breaking pitches. So it basically just came down to just a competition between power versus power. And as it turned out to be a three outcome game. So everyone was walking, everyone was striking out while they were hitting home runs. And as exciting as that was for a little while, for true baseball fans, it kind of got a little boring, honestly. And I think now they've looked at it and they're emphasizing strikes. So guys are throwing a lot more strikes. They're being more efficient with the way that they're pitching now. It's gone back to that more of a older approach where you saw Charlie Morton in the sixth inning last night with 60-something pitches. So, you know, that's, I think, where we're heading. You're seeing a lot more guys go a little bit deeper in the game. Look, last year they used more relievers relievers through more innings than starters. That was the first time in the history of the game. I think by the end of this year, it may have been skewed off a little bit because of a short spring training, but I think by the end of this year, it's going to swing back the other direction. You're going to see guys going a lot further in the game.
You mentioned the Mets earlier. That pitching staff is taking it's taken some hits here. DeGrom and Scherzer both out right now.
Yep.
How good do you think this Mets team is, both currently and how good when everybody's healthy?
I've watched them play a lot. I saw them sweep a doubleheader against San Francisco earlier in the year, and I thought, okay, that sort of showed me a lot. And the way that they did it, they came back. Taylor McGill was in the game, and he gave up runs early, but he stayed in the game, which is what you want from your starter. I think he ended up giving him six innings, and the Mets ended up coming back and winning. And I looked at that, and I thought, okay, that's what the Braves were doing last year. You know, they got such a good bullpen. They were able to hold games, or the starting rotation would stay out there long enough to give them a chance to win. And that's what teams do when they start to win those games that they're not supposed to win. And then it ends up, by the end of the year, you've got 92, 93 wins. So I think they're a good team. I think Lindor is starting to come around. I think McNeil is the greatest bat to ball as far as hand-eye coordination. He just hardly swings and misses. Alonso is starting to feel himself a little bit too. So I think they're a good team. And then you look at that rotation. If they can get Scherzer and DeGrom back at the same time, on paper, it's pretty formidable. But look at what this Braves team's had to face with the Nationals over the last 3 or 4 years, or even the Marlins with that staff, with Strasburg and all those guys that have gone over there, Scherzer even. You know, we've had a lot of history with Scherzer, so it's not something new for us. But yeah, I do think they're a good team. I think it's going to be a really good battle all the way to the end.
Former Braves reliever Peter Moylan, he's hanging with us. He is a part of Bally Sports coverage of Braves baseball now. You can find him on Twitter at Peter Moylan. Go check him out there. Peter, before we let you go, Buster Only had a report this week on ESPN.com that, you know, the Nationals would be maybe looking to move Juan Soto at the trade deadline. Do you see Washington as sellers?
Man, I do see them as sellers, but I'd never in my wildest dreams thought that they would make arguably one of the greatest hitters in the game right now available by a trade.
Yeah.
I think that tells me as an organization where they're heading, and it's kind of like, I don't know, I think it's like the Mookie Betts with the Red Sox thing. I think it's going to be, I don't know, I think if they do trade him, it'll be crazy, but I just don't understand why as an organization you can let a player like that go.
Peter, appreciate it, man. Great stuff. Enjoy your work on TV too, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again.
I appreciate that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.